Michael McConville. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Tim.
Your mother, Jean McConville, of course, one of the disappeared, Michael. Good morning to you. What's your view?
A few years. When does victims and this and the troubles here get their say?
Now.
When does people sit down and listen to us?
Now, Michael, I'm listening to you. There are hundreds of thousands of people listening to you in the biggest platform in this country. So use it. What would you like to say?
Well, in the case of my mother, my mother was sitting in her own home, and this group of people came out and took my mother away. And they murdered my mother, and they buried her for 31 years. And they put our family through hell. So what was these people telling us? So it's all right to kill people and just walk away and everything's all right? Is this what they're saying now to young kids?
He's not saying it's all right to kill people. He is saying he doesn't think the people who killed your mother should be prosecuted.
I would like them to stand my shoes for the length of time I've been in them and seen the hurt what I've went through in my life. And then say that. It's not great. But in my eyes, if you kill someone, you should pay the penalty for it. And that's what I think. I would like these people who murdered my mother to be named and shamed. I don't want them to do time because at the end of the day, what am I going to get, 2 years? It means nothing.
So you would accept, Michael, then, from what you've just said, a truth commission? In order to get the facts rather than
if a truth
punishment.
When you see the likes of Jerry Adams can't even tell the truth, so what's the rest of them going to say? They're just going to follow suit. They're not going to tell the truth.
Jerry Adams would argue, obviously, that he has and is telling the truth. How much does it hurt, Michael?
You couldn't put it into words how much it hurts. But when you hear people calling out with statements like this here, it's not nice. I'd like them to sit down with me and my family and listen to some of the stories what we had went through after this had happened.
Tell them now.
It is.
Tell them now, Michael.
Well, even when the IRA had taken me away and beat me up for 3 hours and stabbed me, letting on to shoot me and stab me, and put me through a lot of pain all my life with this here. And you hear it in my voice today, it still hurt me. But people out there, they don't understand. And they don't even want to try and understand. So it is.
Well, I want to understand this morning.
Well,
so can you tell me, after all of this time?
I'm separate. All I had left in life once the IRA had taken away my mother and killed her. Was my brothers and sisters, and we were all put in the separated homes. The welfare had knew what our mother was taken away by a group of the IRA, and they must have knew what she was killed as well. But yet and all, they still separated every one of them, my brothers and sisters, from me. I was put in a home. I was kept in a home by myself. I didn't know any of my brothers or sisters. The only time I had with him was the time when I was with my mother and my father. And then the welfare, as I say, separated us. And we were brought up like strangers to each other. And that was the only thing left I had in this world was my brothers and sisters. And they took that away from me.
And for the people, Michael, who kidnapped your mum?
Stephen, I can't hear you.
For the people who kidnapped your mum, Michael.
The people that
And for the people, and I'm using this language, and I'm sorry to do so, but I'm doing so for a reason. For the person who shot your mother in the head.
Well, the person that shot my mother.
The proposal this morning from the Attorney General is that if we know that that person can be identified, even if there is evidence that would stand up in court against that person. Indeed, even if that person walked into a police station and said it was me.
Well, I would like that
person. The Attorney General.
Named and shamed.
But the Attorney General is saying a person should not be prosecuted. Now, what's your response to that?
At the end of the day, Stephen, I don't think any of my families want them prosecuted, but at the end of the day, I would like them named and shamed. And if I knew who that person was today, I would go to him myself and ask him to give himself up.
You see, as I listen to you, I think you might agree with John Larkin more than you've maybe suggested at the beginning of this interview. You're seeking the truth. You're not actually. I'm not too sure if you're seeking a prosecution.
Yeah. That's all we ever wanted was the truth. So it was.
What do you say to the Attorney General this morning, Michael?
I've told him to. I would like him to sit down and think about what he's trying to do. So he's not listening to the victims of the troubles. Our family is only one case of these troubles. There's thousands of yours. And I would like him to sit down in a room with all the rest of our families and listen to them.
Michael, thank you very much indeed. Thank